I don't understand. You guys, why are you guys not talking? Why are you guys afraid to talk? I'm just asking a question. What is the protest about?
It's about trans rights. We don't want to be known.
Okay, trans rights. Do you believe a child can decide their gender at the age of 3 or 4? Don't barge me. Don't barge me. Yeah, I'm not feminist. I was sparking. Don't drive me. Don't barge me. Listen, don't barge me. All right. Hey, listen, don't barge me. I'm not a feminist, yeah? Don't barge me. Don't try those barges on me. Yeah? You can do it with a feminist. Don't try that with me, yeah? Okay, I'm not a feminist or a lesbian. Yeah, don't try barging me.
Don't believe in what they believe.
Don't try barging
me. They're just scums. They're fools.
Yeah.
They're idiots.
Anyways, Mehmet. Do you believe a child can decide their gender at the age of 2 or 3?
Ashamed to speak about it.
Do you believe a child can decide their gender at the age of 3 years old?
Too ashamed.
Do you believe that? Huh? I wouldn't show my face either.
Yeah.
I wouldn't show my face either.
Yeah.
Sir, can I ask you a question, please? Why do you guys not want to talk? Do you believe a child can decide his gender at the age of 3 years old? Excuse me, sir.
What the hell are you doing, man?
No, bro, you can't do that.
You can't be doing that, bro. Ben's chilling on the last
one. Mehmet.
Bro, use an umbrella, you share up your cousin.
Mehmet, please. Mehmet, if you... Mehmet, stop.
Bro, he's doing it on purpose.
I know, he's doing it to me.
In your face, bro.
Bro, he's doing it to me, okay. Guys. If we can't control anger, I have to cancel this because we're gonna fight. It's no point. We're gonna. I know. They're doing it to me, bro. I know they're doing it to me. Sir, do you believe a child can decide their gender at the age of 3?
Yeah, I think he thinks.
Do you believe a child can decide their gender at the age of 3 years old? Do you believe a biologically born man can become a woman? Can a man conceive? Can you conceive, sir? Can you conceive? We can see your belly, sir. Yeah. Do you believe you can conceive? And guys, you know what? You know what I've noticed recently? I didn't know the LGBTQ community were so radical. They're actually violent.
Very radical.
They're violent. They've been sticking, pushing us, shoving us, sticking their umbrellas in our faces. I never thought the so tolerant LGBTQ, hello, yeah, can be so radical. They are actually violent. These are radical LGBT. These people are radicals. They have become radical individuals, extremists. We saw that with Jeffrey Marsh and their followers threatening a Muslim woman who called him out for talking to little kids, yeah? And when we try to talk to them, they cannot talk. You know why? They've got no legs to stand on intellectually. Intellectually, they have no legs to stand on. We want to have an academic discussion, an intellectual discussion. But they are refusing. They are sticking their umbrellas in our faces. Look at them. Look.
What he's doing. He's blocking the cameras.
Look at what he's doing. Why are you blocking the cameras? Why are you doing that?
They don't like the truth.
You're cowards.
They don't like the truth.
You guys are cowards.
You guys are cowards.
Why don't you have an intellectual discussion? Why do you guys not have an intellectual discussion? Why are you guys afraid? Sir, you are a man. Do you believe you can become pregnant? Can you become pregnant? I'm asking a question. As a man, can you become pregnant? You can't. That's a scientific fact. You cannot. As you can see, guys, we're going to try to go to the other side and maybe speak to the feminist lesbians, you know, because we agree on something with them, at least, with this matter.
Now, perfect.
Yeah,
Sorry guys, can I have ask a question? What's going on here? What's the issue? Is it with the feminists? What's the discussion at hand?
They're transphobic.
Who's transphobic? But how? They're just saying that a biological man cannot be a woman. A man cannot conceive. He has a penis. It's a fact. It's a fact. Do you believe you can conceive, sir? Do you believe you can conceive?
Don't call me sir, go fuck yourself.
Do you believe you can conceive? Do you believe you can conceive?
Oh, you know.
Thank you.
You know.
Simple question. I'm asking a simple question. I want an intellectual discussion. Yes? I just want to have an intellectual discussion. I just want to learn. Teach me. Teach me. Maybe I'm wrong. Teach me. I want to know. We've started from there all the way here. They are silent. I'm asking a simple question. I'm asking a biological, scientific fact that can a man conceive? Let's go to the feminist. Where's the feminist? Where's the feminist? We need to join the feminists.
You have to ask the police. They will need to.
Sorry, guys. Would you like to have a discussion? No? No discussion? Hello? Peek-a-boo. Do you believe a man can conceive, sir? Do you believe a biological man can conceive? No answers.
No assimilation. No assimilation.
Where's the feminists? I need to join them. I never thought the time would come. I never thought I would join the feminists. Excuse me, sir. Can I join the feminists? Do you mind if I join the feminists? Can I go join the feminists? I'm not with them. I'm interviewing. I need to join the feminists. What's over? Why is your again? What's over? No, where's the feminist? I want to speak to the feminists. I want to interview them. Can I interview the feminists? Yes. I'm not supporting them. I just want to interview them. 10 minutes. Okay. All right. Thanks for the umbrella. It's raining. It's, I appreciate it.
Basic fucking manners, you dipstick.
Why? Because it's stating a scientific fact that men, that a man cannot conceive. It's a biological fact. You've broken your umbrella. Look what you've done to your umbrella. Oh my gosh. Look what you did to your umbrella.
Trans rights are human rights.
Can I identify as
human?
Well, can I identify then as anything? Sorry. Can I join the feminists?
I don't know. We're not stopping people from going through, but obviously we're encouraging the people to stay with who
they're violent. I prefer them. Are you guys feminists? Oh, thank God, I'm on your side. Yes, please. I want to bring my camera. Are you guys the feminism movement? Okay, so you guys are against. Good. By the way, I don't support feminism. But on this matter, I'm with you guys. Just to make it very clear, I'll make it very clear because what you're saying is bloody truth. Yeah. So I want to interview you guys, but they're being violent. I started all the way there. They're literally shoving their.
Speak.
Yes, it's unbelievable. Can you let my cameraman through? Excuse me. You move out of his way. He's going to interview me. Sir, can you get out of the way, please? Mehmet, come. Can you get out of the way? Excuse me, can you let him through? They want to speak to me.
Everyone step away right now.
Can I have my cameraman?
Hey, why are you blocking it, bro?
Why are you blocking it? Can you get out of the way?
I'm just standing, mate.
Listen to
okay,
me.
Stand there. Don't stand there.
Don't
okay, stand
here.
There. Mehmet, come.
Come here.
Mehmet.
Come here, bro.
Mehmet.
Come here.
Mehmet.
Come here.
Mehmet. Come. Move out of the way. Move out of the way.
Don't touch him.
Move out of the way. Move out of the way. Give my camera crew. Come here. Come. He's with me. He's with me. Excuse me. Madam. He's with me. They agreed. They're with me.
Yes.
No. Just come.
Listen, get them to go for another bit of over here. Okay. So there's a little group here.
Annie.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, I can come on.
Mehmet, I've got into with the feminists. Mehmet,
he was directly assaulted by that man.
Yes,
and he's being pushed out. There's a lot.
This guy, we're radicals. You guys are radicals. You're radical. You guys are extremist radicals. We accept everyone. You're radical. You are radicals. You're against freedom of speech. We just want to talk. I agreed with them. We just want to talk. You radicals. You cowards. You can't have an intellectual debate.
You're showing things up. Yeah, you coward.
Yeah, you coward. That's what you are.
Disorder,
okay, that's fine. No. You know, I agreed with the feminists. I have an interview with them. My cameraman's there. Yeah. Yes. Nene, wait here. I'm going to record the other one. Yeah, wait. Look, my cameras. I'm just going to go. I'm not going to touch them. I'm coming. Right. Can I go past? Can I go by this one?
Ali.
Thank you. Miguel Mayweather, you coward. I'm not a feminist, bro. I will knock you up. Knock that pink guy. I'll slap his face. Sorry, can I have an interview with you guys?
Okay.
Okay, there was a lady who agreed. No, not her.
Sorry.
Are you guys leaving now?
We're trying to.
I want to interview you guys.
Three sides, so okay. I've been
getting attacked by them. I just want to interview you guys because I agree with what you guys are saying.
We understand, but we're not going
to. Okay, that's fine. No problem. That's fine. So as you can see, guys, the feminists here had no choice but to leave. These guys are violent thugs. Yeah? You've never seen this side of the LGBTQT. These guys are violent thugs. They've been pushing our cameraman. They've been getting violent. These guys are absolute thugs. These are radical. They're like extremist radicals. Yeah? All we want to do is have an intellectual discussion. The feminists had no choice but to, for their own safety, to leave. And they are just stating a biological bloody fact. It's a scientific fact that a man cannot conceive and that a man who identifies... This is unbelievable. I can't believe we're actually having a discussion on this matter. We're here with the feminists. I mean, can we ask you some questions?
Yeah, if you like.
Yes. So, let me read that. Man. Noun. Adult human male. Who's contesting this fact, which is scientific?
Well, everyone outside that police circle.
What's their problem? What's...
I don't know. Numerous problems. Where to start?
Exactly. What is the definition of a woman?
Anyone who says that they're a woman.
You believe? Okay.
So you can say you're a woman.
Yes.
And, you'd have a cushier time in prison, wouldn't you?
Okay. But true, but is that biologically a fact? If I come and say now, I'm a woman, am I a woman?
You know it's not. Exactly. Why are you even asking?
Because, so we can challenge their view. We're trying to show them that this is a mere fact. And that these people are here.
Oh, it's a religion. It is, exactly.
It is a religion, and they're quite violent. I mean, well, I don't know what religion they follow, but it's quite violent.
Yeah, I've seen more violent, but.
Yeah. But you do agree that a biological man cannot conceive?
No.
Thank you.
No.
I mean, it's as simple as that, and that's what you're here for.
Well, among other things. Supporting my friends. And,
okay.
Standing up for, like. Okay.
Why are they so aggressive? Why are they so angry? What's the problem? Why can't they fathom that a biological man cannot be a woman? I mean, guys, as you can see, we tried to talk to them. Thank you very much. Yeah, we tried to talk to them. They are not listening. But what we're going to do is we're going to go with the feminists, because you know why? I think I'm rewriting history as a Muslim man who's against feminism joining them. But they're speaking the truth on this matter. So look. Look at these guys. Look how radical they are. They are even being labelled as Nazis for stating mere scientific facts, guys. Yeah, I've been called a Nazi today just for stating the mere fact. And we're gonna walk with them. Sorry.
Okay.
Has your guys' protest finished now? Are you finished now?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. Okay. Yeah, I think guys, as you can see, that man said it rightly so, that these people have, it's like a religion now, yeah? It is a religion. And I always say this, everyone follows some sort of... Why does it just do points, holding and hold points?
No, this is good.
Yeah. So one thing that is clear, guys, as you can see, that the LGBTQT have become a religion. They're not a movement, they are a religion, literally. And it seems like they're a very violent religion, yeah? The way they treated... I'm not a feminist. I've spoken against feminism. But on this matter, with the feminists, I'm on their side. Why? Because they're speaking mere facts. Scientific, biological facts. And just because of that, these people have been so radical, they've been attacking our cameramen, they've been pushing, shoving, sticking their umbrellas in our faces. Why? Because we want to have an intellectual discussion. None of them wanted to talk, and I think they've got nothing to speak about. Just like Jeffrey Marsh and him trying to poison the minds of our kids. I ask a simple question. A child, we tell a child you cannot drink alcohol until you're 18, yeah? If they try to go to these adult pages, they will ask you to verify your age. When it comes to taking drugs, there is an age limit. When it comes to a teenager, whatever it may be, to have intimacy, there's a set age. But to the LGBTQ radicals, extremists, they are saying that a child at the age of 3 or 4 can turn around and say, I'm a woman. I mean, this is, to me, preposterous. And I wanted to have an intellectual discussion, but they are literally violent thugs. This is the true face of LGBTQT. They are violent thugs. After what they did to the hijabi sister who was calling out Jeffrey Marshmallow, yeah, bloody trying to poison our kids' minds, we are seeing the reality of the LGBTQT. Do not be surprised that if a day comes, these individuals would go to the levels of harming people physically, literally to the extent of maybe murdering them for their views. That's what we saw today, and thank you, the LGBTQT community, for showing us your true face today with all your followers. You guys are violent thug extremist radicals. That's all I have to say, inshallah. We tried to speak to them, they don't want to talk. Look at them. Look at them. They're maniacs. Look at them.
There's nothing to ask unless they don't want to talk.
Exactly. That's it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.